mystery. Small private lodge high on a mountaintop in the Lake Placid region, Alice Herrick toys nervously with a corsage of orchids pinned to her luxurious fur wrap as her husband, his broad back against the cabin door, twirls a small revolver on his fingertips.
You're a fool, Charles. I don't know what you want of me. I'll do anything. Anything you say.
There's nothing I want of you now, Alice, but to have you dead.
It's money you want, isn't it, Charles? All right. You can have every cent I have.
Oh, no, Alice. This is it.
You haven't got the nerve. You haven't got the nerve to kill me. You'd never even...
You've underestimated me for the last time, Alice. And this time, it was fatal. I can't believe it.
Here, Mr. Herrick, you'd better sit down. Over here by the fire.
Thank you. I guess I'd better. Where was she, Sheriff, when you found her? Please, I want to know everything.
Well, she was sprawled in that chair over there by the desk. The gun had obviously fallen out of her hand onto the floor.
How long do you think she'd been dead, Sheriff?
The coroner said about 48 hours.
2 days. And all that time, Alice was lying here dead. I didn't even know.
Yes, the ironic part of it is, we might not have even found her when we did. The skiers who reported it to me had passed your place earlier in the day and had seen your wife sitting there through the window and thought nothing of it. The gun was on the side away from the house. About dusk, they passed again, and when they saw she hadn't moved, they came up for a closer look.
They saw the gun then?
No, it wasn't until they noticed a wilted orchid on her dress and a few fallen petals beside her on the floor that they knew it was a woman and that she'd been dead for some time.
How ghastly.
The thing we've got to find out, Mr. Herrick, is why. Why should your wife decide to take her life?
I don't know. She often liked to come up here alone, and this time I thought it was no different.
You were never worried about your wife being up here alone?
Alice was a very independent woman, Sheriff. She wouldn't allow worrying over. Besides, we two were the only ones who had keys, and it was as safe as any place could be.
Then you'd say we could rule out the possibility of anyone's having gotten in and killed her.
Killed her? But Alice committed suicide, you said for yourself.
Well, we don't like to overlook anything.
But no one could have known she was up here. Besides, you said the place was locked when you found her. There was no robbery. What would be the motive?
Maybe that's the one thing you can tell us, Mr. Herrick. The motive, I mean.
Why, I don't understand. What are you driving at?
Just this, Mr. Herrick. Your wife did not commit suicide. She was murdered, and you're under arrest for that same murder.
Why did the sheriff arrest Charles Herrick for murder? What was the clue? In a moment, we'll hear, but first...
That was a nice, neat little job of stage setting you did, Mr. Herrick, to make your wife look like a suicide. Gun carelessly dropped under her lifeless hand, wilted petals fallen from her orchid corsage. But no one else could have gotten in because the door was locked and the only other key with you. A perfect suicide, except for one thing. You shouldn't have been so exacting as to have strewn fallen petals from your wife's flowers, Mr. Herrick. Or didn't you know orchids do not shed their petals?